In the wonderful Song of Songs, the pinnacle that is the Song of All Songs, this interesting line happens in chapter 7, verse 10. His desire is towards me. The maiden at the end of her long journey leans upon the beloved and admits that she belongs to him and that his desire is towards her. At the beginning, she boasted that he belonged to her. 2:16, my beloved is mine and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Her journey has been one of getting things the right way up. Initially, she was totally focused on herself and the fact that, as she perceived it, she possessed him. By the end of her journey, she sees that she is his possession, not the other way round. For us, this journey can take a lifetime, as we are prone vehemently to resist his lordship and his ownership and want to maintain mastery of our own fate. I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul. A hiding to nothing if the kingdom is to come in our lives. Independence is the scourge of mankind. Seeking to be his own God and follow his own wisdom was what caused Adam to fall. Setting us on our feet the right way up is something we resist, if we're perfectly honest with ourselves. I Did It My Way could be our theme tune. And my comment on that will be in a fine mess you made of it too. Be that as it may, the fact remains that this is all about him, not about me or you. We are part of his plan, he is not part of ours. We didn't wake up one morning and think, I think I'll get saved today. He came seeking us. The shepherd came out after the lost sheep and home rejoicing brought them. He continues to seek us, and every part of our soul that tries to escape his regenerative act. We are saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. Whose work is this? Answer, all his. It's at this point that we should find ourselves in silent awe and adoration of a love so vast that it thought the prize worth the cost. He rent the heavens and came down to redeem us. This is where we get in line, take our rightful place, bow. We are the created, he is the creator. We bow the knee to his lordship and possession of our lives, which he purchased with his own blood. We offer our praise and continual thanksgiving. Hear this. I saw a stately lord seated in his regal chamber. Before him stood a lowly manservant, respectful and waiting to do his lord's will. The servant waited a long time, and it was clear that he felt nothing but love for his lord. Oddly, he was dressed in clothes that were scanty and worn almost to rags, filthy with grime and sweat. And then the lord leaned forward and spoke something private to the servant, and the servant rushed from the lord's presence as fast as he could run. Jesus stands before the Father, clothed in the filthy, sweaty rags of Adam's flesh, eager to perform the will of the Father in the redemption of mankind. That's a quote from I Promise You a Crown, 40 Days in the Company of Julian of Norwich. The point I'm making is that Jesus brought us back. God's dream has been restored, a people for himself.